And it is now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, Biden's former White House COVID response coordinator, that would be Anthony Fauci, now says the pandemic more likely began with a lab leak in Wuhan than in nature. He admits nobody here can know for certain, since the only people who do are Chinese officials who still won't say. His reversal lands days after Senator Rand Paul released his private diaries, including a January 2020 entry recording that the virus almost certainly did not come from a wet market, while Fauci himself spent the years afterward publicly insisting that it did. Fauci's attorneys called Paul's investigation a personal crusade, and Fauci himself appeared before a Senate committee last week and invoked the Fifth Amendment. Meanwhile, the two largest American artificial intelligence companies are deciding what you hear about the midterms. OpenAI and Anthropic have partnered with a nonprofit called Democracy Works, which takes funding from George Soros's Open Society Foundations. Ask either chatbot about registration or your polling place, and you get a banner steering you toward that group's voter tool. Both companies described the group as nonpartisan. Its chief executive publicly defended the campus encampments and called federal fines against Ivy League universities a challenge to democracy. Google and Meta told ABC News that they would pull election information only from official government sources, which sounds like the simpler solution, if you ask me. Well, a Catholic engineer writing for LifeSite News argues the deeper problem isn't which nonprofit feeds the machine, it's that we've started treating the machine as an oracle. He calls it the Tower of Babel rebuilt, one language in one system raised by men in proud independence from God, and points to a Chat with God app where you select your deity from a menu and then talk to him. He also points to what this does to a mind that stops working, citing a Stanford paper that found workers aged 22 to 25 in the most exposed jobs saw a 13% relative decline in employment. And Genesis 11 tells us how this story ends. And taking the human out of the room is only the entire strategy behind mail order abortion. 259 congressional Democrats have signed a brief asking the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals to reject Louisiana's lawsuit, which seeks to restore the requirement that abortion drugs be dispensed in person by a doctor. Biden's FDA eliminated that rule in 2021, and pills in the mail have been the industry's way around state pro-life law ever since. The brief calls the drugs safe and effective, but an analysis last year found nearly 11% of women who take them suffer sepsis, hemorrhaging, or another major complication. Wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.